Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
He might be calling me someday, right?
Yeah, right.
I don't know.
Still alive anymore? Because that's a pretty old song. But anyway, how you doing today, Derek?
Good. This cold weather, I haven't been feeling that great lately.
Did it snow last night?
No, this warm and cold weather, I haven't been feeling that great lately.
Oh, okay. Well, we got about 2 or 3 inches last night.
I need to place an order for a couple of things anyway, Bob.
Yeah?
I need to place an order for more vitamins.
You got to order some more vitamins?
I need to order some more.
Go for it.
You think the Nutrilite's the best thing for me, right?
I take 9 different Nutrilite supplements.
Yeah.
9 different ones.
How about the protein bars?
And I eat a protein bar at least one every day. And an energy drink at least one every day.
Are they good for you?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Usually the protein bar and energy drink in the late afternoon, I do that because I need a boost at that time of the day. And the meal bar,
I need a boost.
The energy drink gives me the boost I need. I worked till about 9 o'clock last night. I put in a brand new hot water heater for this customer.
Yeah.
And I did it all by myself, all in one day. Took the old one.
I would have helped you when I was there, Bob.
Yeah, I know. But it's not convenient because you live in Tennessee and I live in New Jersey.
If I was there, I would help you. You know that.
If I was there, I would help you.
What are you doing today? Did you get with John Tate yet?
No, I haven't.
No?
Excuse me.
No.
I lost my phone this morning for about 2 hours.
Yeah.
I couldn't find it anywhere.
No.
Yep. Couldn't find it at all.
I sent another link out to somebody.
You sent a what?
I sent another link out.
Good.
I interested in making some additional income. Somebody attacked me house. I sent them to link to Hope Collection.
I'm proud of the things you're doing, Derek. You know, we talked about doing those things when you first got started. You really didn't know how to do much of it. But you have picked it up, and now you're doing it all by yourself. I think you're having fun with it. That's what we want. I want you to have a good time.
Time
with it. And We're having a big board meeting tomorrow night.
Tomorrow during the day? What time is the board meeting?
Am I interfere with your... see if you can delay it for about an hour.
Okay. Another hour?
I can't delay the board meeting.
What time is the board meeting?
It starts at 7:30 Eastern time, and it probably won't be over until 9 o'clock Eastern time.
8 o'clock my time?
We'll see.
8 o'clock my time?
Yes. That's when it's probably over around 8 o'clock your time. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to start the show now, Derek.
Okay.
They changed that meeting tomorrow night to, oh my goodness, a little bit later. We have one of our Buffalo friends is on there with us. Is that Kurt? Or is that Gary?
That's Gary.
Hello. How you doing today?
Hey. Very good, thanks.
Good to hear your voice.
I understand that you're hosting me and tomorrow, and that one of your guests will be Len Cain. Anytime speaking, I want to listen. But I also wanted to contribute the fact when my
you're
wife talk, and
you're
I...
You're talking about hosting the show tomorrow?
No.
Are you talking about... No? Because I'm hosting it tomorrow.
What I'm saying, Bob, is that the...
Yeah, Ron and Lynn are out. Yeah. They're cruising, right?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
I understood, according to Ron, that you were hosting the call today and tomorrow. And
I'm happy
that
for them.
On the call today and tomorrow is Len Cain.
Yeah.
Captain Len Cain.
Good. I can't hope to fill the shoes of Len Cain, but at least I can host and talk a little bit about some of his accomplishments, and
right.
And that's basically what we're going to do on the show tomorrow. We're going to talk about the Golden Rule Society, and we're going to talk about Len Cain's accomplishments and his wife's accomplishments. Because they're a
right.
team, and they did it together, you know. And he told me it's been 50 years now since they started the Golden Rule Society 50 years ago. And he's been nominated 5 times for the Nobel Peace Prize. And one time he came in second place. He told me, I think he said it was 2014 or something like that. He came in second. But that's quite an accomplishment. Just to be nominated for that is a tremendous accomplishment. Plus, he's gotten all kinds of other awards, humanitarian awards and so forth. So he's like a copy of a Joel Griffin, because Joel Griffin is always winning some kind of an award for his efforts in helping people, and that's what we're doing. That's what we're all about. We're all about helping people, and helping them to help other people. And I was just talking to one of those people just before you came on, my friend Derek from Tennessee, and we have a meeting tomorrow evening. Derek had to drop off, but we have a meeting tomorrow evening. After the board meeting, I'm going to meet with a friend of his, and we're going to talk some more about the Hope Collection and what some of the opportunities are available for his friend. So I know that's going to go good. And Derek is always bringing people forward, every single day, every single week. He's bringing people forward, and we're talking with them. And whether he brings them to the radio show, or whether he brings them to me personally, we have a three-way call, or he takes them on to one of the sites. You know, I've been working with him now for almost a year and a half, and it's all been training. Every time I talk to him, I do some training with him, and he's picked it all up, and he's running with it. He's basically running with it on his own now, and I'm really proud of him, and I'm happy. And there's just many people out there like that. We've probably got a half a dozen people lined up now for him. One phase or another, getting ready to get started. And so I'm happy for him, and I know it's going to break for him any minute. A lot of these people are going to say, okay, let's get started. Let's get something rolling here. And because that's the way it works. I've had that happen to me, and I've had that happen to other people in my group, and I know that it's gonna be great. I just keep telling him, just keep doing what you're doing, Derek. You're doing the right things. And some people don't understand that. You know, you remember a lot of the big conventions we used to have before the COVID hit. When Bill Britt was still around and Peggy Britt, Peggy would always say, we only did a little bit at a day. Every day we just did a little bit. And she'd always say, we're no better or no worse than anybody else. She says, we just did a little bit every day, a little bit every day, a little bit every day. And she said, eventually it grew and it grew and it grew and it grew. And there's just no stopping the Brit organization now. It's just continuing to grow. Many, many diamonds have come out of that, out of many, many countries around the world, out of that organization. And it just goes to show you how persistence and consistency are two really very important words in this business. And two very important things for each of us to do. So I'm following that. I'm following that every day with Derek and with myself and others. And I know you and Ron are too. You guys are going through some issues in your lives, but you're consistent and persistent and sticking with it. And it's going to pay off big time for you. I know it is. I know. Because you're a giver. You're a giver. You're not a taker. You're a giver. And you're a man of the Lord. You follow his lead. And I'm the same way. I follow his lead. I see we got another friend of ours from Buffalo. No, that's 770. I know that number, but I can't think of who it is.
Oh, it ain't nobody but Country Boy.
Oh, Country, how are you, my friend?
Good. It ain't nobody but Country Boy. Doesn't matter where I come in at. It seems like my ear and my spirit is always in tune. Oh, man, so as soon as you spoke, Bob, guess what my grandmother said?
My dad used to always say to us boys, he'd say, you know, it doesn't matter what people call me. He said, just so long as they call me when it's time to eat.
Yes, sir.
He used to love.
But you know what my grandmother shared with me?
He was a meat and potato man. That's what he wanted for a meal, all three meals. Meat and potato, that's all I want. And a cup of coffee, of course, or a beer. Maybe had a beer with it.
Well,
that was his nutrition. I'm sorry?
As soon as you spoke, I had a flashback. I hear little voices inside of my head. I think that's the spirit speaking to me. When you've been there, done that, heard that, I heard my grandmama used to say, baby, just keep on keeping on. Oh, man, I'll give you a flashback.
Right.
That was back in the old days when the bumper sticker in front of you said, keep on trucking, until he ran into Ryan Clayton in New York, and his bumper sticker said, get her done. You know what I'm saying? And then when you said what you said, Oakman, you said, just hang in there. My grandmama said, baby, just keep on keeping on. And then I heard my mentor, Les Brown, say, the only thing in life that's never failed is consistency and persistency. If God put it in you
to
do it, then all things are possible through him. And if you think you don't have enough strength, God says, that's when I show up, when you run out of strength, when you in your, I'm strong in your weaknesses. So I just get real tickled when I'm just now, everybody knows me, Oakman knows Country Boy talks a lot. Country Boy talks a lot. But what they don't know about me, Oakman, is before I was a country boy, they called me a spiritual ninja. Ninjas don't talk.
Yep.
They go in and get the assignment done, and everybody looks and says, oh, the lights are on. I wonder who did that. Get her done.
Well, we're
on the front line in this battle. We're on the front line in this battle, but we're not trying to steal none of the light, none of the glory. God says, I'm a jealous God now.
Right.
You can pat yourself on the back and high-five yourself if you want to, but just remember who gave it to you.
Right.
I'm thinking my old age, Bob, I'm going to turn into a preacher.
I'm gonna make a special invitation to you right now.
Okay.
To come on to the radio show again tomorrow if you can make it. And the reason is
every Friday
Ron Clayton
miss the day with the International Man of the Year.
They're both not available tomorrow. So I'm going to fill in for them. And if you can come on, I know you know Lynn probably a lot longer than I have.
And we want to talk about some of his accomplishments, you know.
Not only that, Oakman, I talked to Mr. Kane yesterday three times. He and I are working on.
That's
Wally Bowman.
Yep.
He and I are working on launching his Kindness Across America campaign. I won't steal the spotlight again. I always get real tickled when Lynn talks for a few minutes. And, you know, when you talk, if somebody comes out, Oakman, and reads your bio or reads your resume, people can stand on the sidelines and go, wow, Bob Oakley is really somebody. He must have been planted down there by the water. He's got strong roots and strong ties to helping people. You know, it's okay when other people talk about you. But my granddaddy says, baby, I want you to understand. And my granddaddy had a sixth grade education. He says, baby, I want you to understand something. You cannot control what no one else thinks. You can't control what no one else says about you, oak man. I can call you an oak tree. Somebody else can call you a little bush, a little twig. And then he says, you can't control what nobody else does. You can only control what you do. So I got real tickled when they spent $13.4 billion in a national campaign. It did bring awareness, but guess what it said? WWJD, what would Jesus do? I thought that was the biggest joke in America. They talk about what would God do. He's already done everything he said.
Yep.
He was going to do. I'm just talking about what are you going to do? So now that we've enrolled into a new year in the 2022, we're getting ready to turn the Hope Foundation, excuse my French, Joel, for lack of better terminology, we're getting ready to put the Hope Foundation on steroids.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, man, we're going to turn it up a notch this year. We was asking people real kindly last year, come on out and let us serve some lunch. Let us give you hope for lunch. Come on, y'all. Come on now. Please come in and eat, Bob. Bob. Oak man, come on in. Stop playing. You in country, come on and eat. It's time to eat at lunchtime every day, Monday through Friday. The Hope Collection says we're serving lunch.
They're going to be coming to us. They're going to be coming to us and saying, can I please join? Can I please join you people?
Yes.
I want to join you people. I know you have a good thing going here now. We want to join.
Now you understand.
You know?
Yes, sir. He says, I'm going to draw all men unto you. We're getting ready to get together.
Yep.
He says, I'm going to take the best of the best from the north, the south, the east, and the west, and I'm going to allow everybody to come in there and love their very best. Because that's where Lynn Cain comes in. Golden rule society.
The golden rule.
Amen.
Treat people the way you want to be treated, Oak Man. That's easy. It sounds easy.
But I don't know why we seem to make it so complicated when it means to treat your brother, man, and sister, man, just like you would want to be treated. And then the information, you know, they say we're in the information stage, and knowledge is power. We're getting ready to empower so many people. We're not going to let them run around in 2022 this year talking about, I didn't know. Forgive them, Father, because they know not what they do. If you don't know better, if you know better, you can do better. And we're getting ready to download some hope information into people about health and nutrition like we do on Monday. Then Rick Reese comes in there on Tuesdays. Him and Ron's down in Punta Cana now chilling on the beach. But what they don't understand about our travel business is we have 12,000 different certifications. So we don't care if you graduated from Harvard or Yale or just got out of jail. Put you back on the right track with hope.
Mm-hmm.
I'm serious.
That's
I'm excited,
right.
man. I am so excited.
Mm-hmm.
Is anybody else
joining us today, Oak Man? Anybody else live with us?
I was just updating my resume for the board of directors meeting that's coming up tomorrow night. And I was thinking about a lot of my family, well, not a lot of my family, but some of my family is moving into different countries. Like I have my oldest grandson is in Germany with his wife in Germany and his child. And my youngest son and his family moved to Puerto Rico because their oldest daughter met a young man from Puerto Rico, and they have two children now, and so they decided to move to Puerto Rico. And I have friends that are in Brazil and very close friends that are in Colombia. So I've made a commitment to myself to expand into those areas this year. To help more people in those areas, because why wouldn't I want to help my family first, you know, and then continue on with other people? So that's one of my commitments that I've made for this year.
There's somebody else I need to introduce you to too. Her name is Carol Moudreau. She's my company lawyer. For the last 15 years, guess what she was doing? She spent her life getting people's green cards or get them legally to stay here if they're already here or if they want to come here and want to get into the country and don't know what to do. She's one of those people that sounds like she's in the same type of ministry that you're in.
Yep.
She doesn't do it full time anymore, but she, you know, in the industry, Bob, you know, all those years, you develop relationships with people. So if you need something or need to have something done, one call, that's all. I need to make sure, and maybe me and I talk again off the air today, so I can bring you up to date on what's going over here. Even people are not taking any spotlight even right here, Bob. People have been knowing me and hearing me talk for years. But I've been in Atlanta for 42 years, and the only person that knows where I live, I married her. I got 5 addresses. I can give you 3 of them, and you can put them in your MapQuest, and it'll say information not found. I made a joke just a few minutes ago about being a spiritual ninja, but I wasn't joking. But I'm getting ready to unveil. Yeah. God says, okay, you can't keep it a secret any longer, country boy. It's time for you to come out of the closet. Well, I've never been in the closet. I've always lived outside of the box. But let me give you a couple of little cliff notes real fast, Oakman, in case you got a pad handy.
Mm-hmm.
There's many people called, and there's few chosen. I'm one of the chosen ones. I have been, I always have been from day one. But the divine creator has strategically position my company to bless more people in ways that I didn't even imagine, exceedingly abundantly more than I can even imagine. But what has happened lately, let me give you a cliff note, Bob. You know those Corona home test kits that everybody's trying to get their hands on? Most cities are running out of them. The community and the little chapters and the churches don't have any more. And then all of a sudden they come back and say, so we're going to give you some free. But I'm confused.
Yep.
They don't have them and they do have them. We got them, but we don't have them. Well, I'm working directly with a manufacturer, iHealth, out of California. 3 weeks ago, they said, since you're a minority vendor, country boy, doing direct business with the federal government as well as quasi-businesses, churches, schools, colleges, non-for-profit organizations, we're going to give you direct access to at least 4 million kits. And most people are selling one kit, Bob. It's one test in the box. Mine comes a double portion.
Yep.
It comes 2 kits. They're giving me 4 million kits a week, Bob. So now those companies, little drugstores, gymnasiums, and churches that don't know whether they got the virus and can't get their hands on the test, call Country Boy. Because I get 4 million of them a week, and now that they're backlogged, back-ordered, I can take your order, and we don't even take payment until they give you your tracking number and tell you exactly when you're going to get it versus taking people's money, including the government, and not getting their order filled. That's just one thing. Second thing, we have a product called Safe Hands. Safe Hands was designed with children in mind. It's one of the only hand sanitizers of its kind that's all plant-based, has no alcohol in it. I got jokes. I was making jokes the other day, but I wasn't joking. I had a friend of mine to get arrested. Holiday weekend, Thanksgiving weekend, got stopped in a traffic stop. Guess what? For DUI. D-U-I. He's a deacon. He don't drink. He washed his hands too many times, Bob, with hand sanitizer, and the alcohol goes directly into your pores and into your bloodstream. I have a Muslim buddy. I have a Catholic buddy that don't drink. It defies their religion when they get alcohol into their system, and now hand sanitizers are poisoning people. Now, Country Boys Company has one called Safe Hands, plant-based, no alcohol. You can rub your – and here's the last part of that. You wash your hands one time. It protects you from touching the shopping cart and the doorknob and all that stuff for 4 hours, but you wash your hands with my hand sanitizer twice. It protects you for 8 to 10 hours in a day, even if you don't wash your hands anymore. It went into your skin, plant-based. It's in your pores, plant-based, but it has no alcohol in it. And they told me that it kills germs for 8 to 10 hours. It gets better. I have a product called Penetrex, P-E-N-E-T-R-E-X-X, Penetrex, P-E-N-E-T as in Tom, R-E-X-X. It's the only product of its kind, says the FDA. and the EPA and the CDC, they tell me that my product has been tried, tested, and proven to kill. Oh, they told me I couldn't use that word. To kill. Oh, they said I can't use that word. The coronavirus and 30 other viruses on surfaces for up to 30 days. Yes, sir.
What about the ABC? Have they approved it?
All of them. When you go through the CDC is the granddaddy of all of them old test companies. And it's been approved for 2 years.
They just didn't know who I was, and they wouldn't let me sell it to the world.
Go ahead, Bob.
I've never used hand sanitizers. My wife uses them all the time, and I tell her, I said, you know, that's made up of about 80% alcohol. And I said, that gets right into your bloodstream through your pores. And I said, you know what else you're using as much as they're using them. Every single day, every time she washes her hands.
And those people
said,
that
no,
already
no, no, no.
And Bob, well, you know those people that
the
already own
store,
medication?
They have these sanitizers. You know, you go in the grocery store and they have these sanitizers set up for everybody to sanitize their hands. You read it and it says 85% alcohol. And I told her, I said, that's not good for you. And then she tried to get me to do the same thing. I said, no way. No way. So,
and then you know what happened, Bob.
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, but she don't understand. Scientifically, if you're already taking medications, did you not read on the bottle that says do not mix these medications with alcohol?
Yep.
Well, that's what you just did. But, see, these are the kind of things that we talk about on Monday. So I don't want to act like you and I are too controversial. But Ron says as long as we're speaking the truth on the air, that we're not going to give it to you diluted. We're telling you not what we think. We're telling you what we know. So here it is.
Yep.
In 2022, Country Boy owns AGE, American Global Excellence. I am a fundraising specialist. I put the fun back in the fundraising. How am I doing that? No more candies, cookies, wrapping paper, magazines, catalogs. They used to bring that stuff home to the neighborhood. Who are they going to sell it to? Every kid in the neighborhood goes to the same school. If the school is still open, they won't let the coworkers bring it in and try to sell it to their coworkers anymore. So how are they raising money nowadays? Washing cars? Doing cakewalks, that's old school. Country Boy has found the common denominator for the Presbyterians, for the Baptists, for the Catholic, for the non-believers. It's called water. Water. Our bodies are 90% water.
Yep.
I just happen to be born under the mighty sign of the Aquarian. I'm the water barrier. And I have a water company. AGE is going to partner up with your companies, Bob, churches, schools, colleges, non-for-profit organizations, and now I'm going to allow you, that's what we're doing with Lynn Cain and the Kindness Across America campaign. We're putting the golden rule on one side and hope to put hope on the other side, and not only are we spreading kindness across America, spreading hope across America, oh, watch this, Bob, we're saving lives. One life, one bottle of water at a time. AGE, American Global Excellence. So you have to let me know what I'm doing with custom designing bottled water. It's not optional on whether you drink water or not. It's only optional on who you buy it from. So if you got to drink water, don't it only make sense that you would drink water with your label or your high school label or your church label or your organization label on it? Don't it only make sense? And we're talking pennies that make sense. Back over you, old man.
You're a busy man. You're a busy man. And you're doing the right things for the right reasons. And you're doing it to help people, just like our motto is. And the Hope Collection is helping people by helping them to help others. And I can tell you live by that. and you
you know what they call it down here in the South,
but not only by words but by your example.
You know what they call it down here in the South? They call it, it's a blessing to be a blessing. Shakespeare put it in a riddle,
amen,
man. To be or not to be. Are you to be a blessing to somebody, or are you to not be a blessing to somebody? See, in order for us to really survive and catch up to where we really need to be, one must first realize that there's something in this world, in this universe, that's bigger than you. If it's all
mm-hmm.
about you, then you
yep.
got it twisted. That's the reason we talked about being designed in the divine creator's own image, and I was making jokes earlier on what would Jesus do if he designed you in his image. Wow, Oak Man, you must be pretty awesome.
Think about it. Think about it. We were talking about your father now. He said, I designed you with me in mind.
You know,
you can't get much better than that, Bob.
One perfect. There was only ever one perfect human being on this earth, and he was a God. He was our Lord and Savior, Jesus. So if we just try to follow him mm-hmm. and try to listen to him and try to do what he's told us we should be doing, and he's given us plenty of examples through his holy word. And that's all we have to do, is just believe and follow and teach others to do the same thing. And, I've said a number of times I have a large family of 9 children, and now up to about 29 grandchildren already.
Wow.
And my older brother used to call me Abraham. But anyway,
don't you get me started. Go ahead.
I've had a lot of practice over the years, and it's amazing how God has blessed me in that way. Bless my whole family, I thank them every day for all of that. For everything
mm-hmm.
he does. And I praise him for, and I think that's so important also, is to, because I know where
yeah.
it comes from. I know,
yes,
I know
sir.
What the
yes,
source
sir.
Is.
I'm hearing
and,
you. I'm hearing you.
Anybody gets a little bit of anger around me, I tell them, you know, anger doesn't come from God. Anger comes from
no.
Satan. I said,
yeah, when he
yeah,
said it
I
was
said,
good,
so,
thought was good. When he mm-hmm. said it was good, thought was good, and it was good. If it's good, it's of him. If it's not good, it's not of him. You don't have to question. You don't have to be confused. We don't serve a God of confusion. And
mm-hmm.
then last week,
right.
last
right.
week, Bob, when we was talking, Lynn says, well, I'm getting pretty old now. Let me come down off my high horse. I'm like, no, don't come down. Don't come down. I was reading in the book. We was talking about our father of faith, Abraham. It said in the text there, it says Abraham was getting old and getting ready to die. Getting old, he was already 800
yep.
and something years old. Getting old, how
yeah.
old? And then Mr. Cain says, and I guess I'll come down off my high horse. I'm like, no, get back up there.
All things are
he
possible.
Sound like, he sounds, you know, the octave in
the Lord.
You know the octave in
yep.
Mr. Kane's voice. I said, you know who you remind me of, Mr. Kane? You sound like the Duke. Oh, they call him John Wayne down here in the South. John Wayne kicked
yeah, right.
cancer's butt. For 14 years, cancer showed up on John Wayne's front step and tried to get in the bed with him. And he says, cancer, wait a minute. I can't die right now. I got too many people to bless. So that's what's happening now. It's a calling, a wealth transfer. I'm glad you mentioned grandkids right now, and I'm going to push the pause button right now in the name of the divine creator. We declare, decree, and cover it in his blood that whatever you went through, Oak Man, that your kids and your great-great-grandchildren will never have to see or go through the trials and tribulations that you went through. You can't get through unless you go through. So excuse my friend, sir. The hell that you went through, I can assure you that your children and your grandchildren will never have to go through that again. And if there's any finances, barriers, or detours that they have run into, they shall never see want or need or lack anywhere in their lives. You've done a great job, Oak Man. I'm glad he planted you down by the river so your roots can stay real strong. And you said your roots are how many grandchildren deep?
Almost 29.
Oak Man, how many grandchchildren?
29.
Oh, Lord.
A couple of those.
Bless him, Jesus. Bless him. Bless him. Bless him. And then you know what the funny part was, Bob? And then he says, one nation under God. You just
under
now told me.
God. Yeah, amen.
I'm spreading. Yep. I got children. Yep. Didn't you, on the air just a few minutes ago, didn't you tell me that you got kids scattered all around the world? One in Puerto Rico, one's over here, one's moving over there. And what part of Florida are you in, Bob?
What part of what?
What part of Florida are you in?
Oh, I'm not in Florida. I'm in Jersey.
You in
New Jersey?
Jersey. Which one of our partners is down in Florida?
I'm a transformed Midwesterner. I came from Illinois. Illinois,
Missouri.
For
some reason,
I put you down
in Florida.
Okay. Sorry,
what? But that's when I said earlier he's going to take the best of the best in the north, the south, the east, and the west, and allow everybody to love their very best. That's what he's doing. He's really formulating and putting his people together. And I'm like you said earlier, I'm just glad Ron Clayton, there's Gary out there. Barbara Riley was on the air with me yesterday. She's still assisting in building attainable homes. We're just so excited about how God is using us.
Mm-hmm. And Gary Umperville, who's on with us today, he's listening. Say hi, Gary.
Hey, honey.
Hey, Gary. Gary was on yesterday. Hey, Gary.
Hey, Gary. How's it going?
Great, sir. Good to hear your voice again. Happy New Year to you.
You too, honey. You too. I was just going to say, today and tomorrow, I'm going to send a link to Len Cain to, anytime he mentioned, anytime he talks, I want to listen and I want to participate because he's got so many good things. Lately, he's been coming on strong with the idea of sharing whatever you have with others. And I'm looking forward to hearing anything you have to say, anytime you're speaking, Country, Ron, or Len, or Bob Oakley. I'm learning. And I'm putting it into practice. Thank you.
Gary, we always glad to hear your spirit, dude. I get moved. I ain't never got a chance to hug around your neck either, Gary. But we've known each other probably 3-4 years on the air, and you and I have to call each other over to the sidelines and high-five each other so we can say some things that might shock the airways.
Yeah. Yep.
So, but look, you guys, Monday, Tuesday, Bob, I know you already went over the pillows, but for anybody now, since they closed a lot of the churches down, to be able to show up on a platform. I love it when Lynn says everything that we do is free. You know, you don't have to use money an excuse on why you don't show up and tap into the Hope RR Center, Research Resource Center, and find out things that you didn't know. If you're really short or shy or lacking, you know, if I look at our first pillar, it talks about faith. Ooh, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So if you didn't see a lot of things going on in your life in 2021, look over your hope shoulder, because we have a lot going on over here. And if you tune in on Mondays, we're going to talk to you about health. Health is your first wealth. We're not going to ask you whether you eat pork or not. We're going to show you certain things that you shouldn't eat, and then we're going to show you certain things that if you're not eating that you might want to consider eating, that you live a longer, healthier life. And then these things that we're talking about holistically, healing yourself, if one really wants to know the truth to healing, here it comes in open airways, and I'm not even going to charge you for it. Question. Doesn't matter what the world is saying to you, Mr. Oakman. Doesn't matter what the world is saying to you, Gary. Question mark. What are you saying to you about you? Because whatever you say, so as a man thinketh, so as a man thinketh. So whatever you're saying to you, whether it be negative or positive, you're telling the truth. So if you said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, you're just rising up now. No, I'm telling you, there's nothing that you want to be able to do in this lifetime. And my friend, I'll coast to a stop right here. He put it and broke it down for me on my call the other night. You said it just a few minutes ago, Oakman. If it's good, God said it was good, saw it was good, it was good. It's of him. If it's good, he will assist you in your purpose of doing good. Here's the good part. It gets better, better, better. He will never, ever, ever tell you no about doing something good. And he will really never tell you no. He might just say, not right now, Gary. Keep working. Keep training. Keep practicing. Practice doesn't, Bob, didn't you just say practice doesn't make perfect? Practice means you're getting better and better and better. Now you're ready. He will use your handy capabilities to push you into your excellence. Back over you, Oakman.
Excellent.
Love is the answer. And it's given to us free. And we have the responsibility to give it away. Give it away, give it away, give it away, give it away. And to because the more we give it away, the more it comes to us. And it's so easy when you think about it. It's much easier for me to love somebody than to dislike them. It's so much easier for me to want to help somebody than to ignore that they have a problem and let them try to resolve it themselves. It's so much easier for me to hold out my hand and say, hey, here I am to help you. If you need me and you want me to help you, I will be more than happy to help you and help you to resolve whatever issue you're dealing with in your life. You know, I have a picture hanging on my wall here right next to my desk. And it was painted by a young man. I think his name was Brian Taylor. He was the son of a very successful businessman that we were associated with for many years, Dave Taylor. Dave Taylor was a professional football player. And he joined the Bill Britt organization many years ago. And every time I saw Dave Taylor, he'd reach out his hand and say, hi, Bob, how you doing? and I'd say, "Hi, Dave, how you doing?" Well, I met him through Dr. Joel Griffin because he was a friend of Dr. Joel. They played golf together all the time. His son painted this, and what it has is it has a pair of hands. On one hand is up near the top, pointing down, reaching out to another pair of hands, reaching up, and it says, "People helping people," and it's just awesome, and I got that from Dr. Joel Griffin. He gave me that one day and said, "I want you to have a copy of this." Well, I already had a copy because I bought one at one of the conventions. But anyway, so I gave the other one away to my son. But I'm just thinking about the significance of that picture because there's a bright light in between the fingers of these two hands, one reaching down and one reaching up. And I always think of that bright light as the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit directing the one guy reaching down, a woman, and the other one reaching up. It's directing them to come together and to work together and to love each other and to help each other for whatever it is that they want to get help in. And it's so significant, I believe. And that's why I hung it up on my wall, that I can look at it all the time. So it signifies to me what you've been talking about, country, and what I've been talking about is the fact that we have things in our repertoire that we can help other people with, and we have skills that God has given us to help other people, and it behooves us to help as many as we can. Help as many, help more. He'll give us whatever we need. We don't have to worry about that. We can't handle it. We'll get it what we need. Excuse me.
Because
he promised that. Remember, he promised that to his disciples when he sent them out to the world. He said, "Don't worry about what you're going to say. I'll give you what you need. Don't worry about what."
Now let me point something else out, old man. There's a lot of things that people are not sure about, but one thing I can assure, it doesn't matter to him whether you're Baptist, Presbyterian, Pentecostal, or never even said one foot into a sanctuary. His promise was not just the promised land. His promise was this, you guys, as we wind down here. He says to you, Gary, he says to you, Oak Man, he says to you, you little old country boy, or you little old city girl, "I will never leave you." Your husband left you. Your boyfriend left you. Your girlfriend left you. Your dog ran away. "I will never leave you or forsake you." Your best friend lied to you, stabbed you in the back, connived you. Business partner guy. God says, "I will never, ever, ever, ever leave you or forsake you." Matter of fact, you think you're going through some stuff, but the battle is not yours. If you was to hook up with me, the stuff that you're fighting over, I've already taken care of it. A reminder, in 2022, doesn't matter whether you live on the north side or upstate in the snow or down south in the sunny beaches in the sand, doesn't matter whether you're over here or over yonder or on the wrong side of the tracks or over Harvard or Yale or just got out of jail, he says, "I will never
Hello, country.
Yeah. Oh. I left, but he says he won't. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Can you hear me now? Gary, can you hear me?
I think fine.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure we wouldn't get no breakup in the frequency on the airwaves here. We're going to spread it around the planet. Matter of fact, Joel said I'm going to set it up before I go on. I'm going to set it up to where you guys are broadcasting to 73 different countries. There's somebody out. Oh, by the way, there's always somebody watching you. You know, if he has his eye on the sparrow, he's watching you. So what are you going to do to make somebody else's life a little bit better, as you heard the Oak Man say just a few minutes ago? Hope is not hope, and love is not love until one gives. Did y'all hear that word gives? It was given to you. It was given to you. Now pay it forward. Love and hope is not love and hope until you give it away. So if you guys out there want to experience some hope and love today, then you start by going out and giving some love and hope away. Oak Man told you there's only one perfected one that walked the planet. Practice it. Practice being hopeful. Practice being loving. Practice doesn't mean you get perfect. Practice means you only get better and better and better. Whatever it is that you do, here's a twist. Don't miss it. Do one to others before they do one they to do you, and when you give some love, hope away, guess what happens, Gary?
They're coming right back down.
Yep.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
And it's unlimited. It's unlimited. It expands. The expansion is unlimited. And it just keeps coming, and we keep giving. It'll keep coming, and we keep giving, and it'll keep coming more and more and more. And many problems around the world will be solved. Many problems will be solved just by giving it away, giving hope and giving love, like you said.
Wow, I hear one of my kids singing in the background now. What the world needs now is love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of.
We should be on the radio, then they can turn us off if they don't want to listen.
But look, great show. It's about 2 minutes to the hour. I can't say, look, we always going to have more left over in the Hope Smorgasbord. Keep in mind, Monday through Friday at noon, that's Eastern Standard Time over here. We serve up hope for lunch. As Bob told you earlier, our hope will never, ever, ever, ever run out. And by the way, we have no hidden agendas or hidden motives on what we do. We have every intention on blessing you, you, and you. Back over you, Bob, man.
And by the way, the number to dial in is 714-816-4686. That's 714-816-4686. If you're on the Internet listening, we'll be happy to accept your calls coming in. Whoever's on the show as the host that day, they will accept you with open arms. And they will not ask any questions that you don't want to answer. Most of the questions that we ask people are yes or no. And what we're looking for is things that we can help you with. Things that maybe you may have an issue in your life, you want to resolve. Well, we're here to try to help you do that. We're here to help you do that, not try. That's what we do, and that's country said, we do it with hope and love. And
I would one quick cliff note.
And
Hulk Man, one more quick note.
The Hulk collection is free also.
Yes, sir. Now, one more quick note.
We're running out of time, gentlemen.
Wait. Here's a quickie.
I've enjoyed
talking
with you guys. And
here's a quickie.
Gary,
this one's more quickie.
Give
30 seconds.
Give your wife Linda my love. And
well done.
God bless you both. And we'll be talking to you tomorrow if you guys want to come on to the show tomorrow. And I'll be hosting again. So, have a great day and a great evening. And God bless you both and your family.
God bless. All right, Gary. Talk to you later, Gary.
Bye-bye.
And God bless America.
Yeah.
Well, I'm hanging up, folks, signing off. You have a great day. And God bless you all, you and those who are listening on the Internet. Bye-bye.